Wonder Soul.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Wonder Soul podcast. And if this is your first time listening, thank you for supporting the podcast. I hope you enjoy, and I hope you go back and listen to previous episodes and volumes of Wonder Sounds, which at the time of this recording, I just released volume 17, and I really hope you guys enjoy that. Just to give you guys a little behind the scenes with that, that took me a while to put together. I had done other projects that were music related. During the time, I was kind of having like almost like a writer's block with things. I had too many ideas and I couldn't pick one. And, you know, those are very emotional projects for me. Like, it's all about conveying what I'm going through, what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling at that time. So 17 over the last couple months has taken a lot of different shapes and forms. And, you know, I'm happy with what finally, you know, was released. I'm also trying to be better about not just pumping things out there, maybe seeing what would happen if I actually took my time with some of these projects. And, you know, a lot of these projects deserve that type of attention and time. And I'm sure you guys can relate. We all have hobbies or things that, you know, as much as you want to get them done and there's that satisfaction of accomplishing it by finishing it, you still want to give it, you know, enough time to cook in the oven, right? And that's kind of what happened with that. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I used to put them on YouTube. Not really into that right now. I think to me, they are just such a auditorial experience. I really envision whenever you're listening to something like that, that the visuals are your surroundings, what you're doing, what you're, you know, what you're experiencing in that moment. And then Wonder Sounds kind of becomes a soundtrack to that. You know, maybe I'm being a little artsy fartsy with it, but it's just one of the projects that I have the most fun making and, you know, have a lot of emotional attachment and investment to it. So hope you enjoyed that. Anyways, enough of that, but I would like to hear you guys' feedback. Let me know. I don't know when I'll work on the other one. I'll probably take a break. Who knows? It's more about inspiration when it comes to a lot of projects for me. And I wonder if you guys can agree that it's hard nowadays to create inspiration or stumble upon inspiration or, here's another word, motivation. I don't know if it's just me, but it seems like it's been really difficult to get motivated with certain things. And that's going to kind of go into what I would like to talk about in this episode. And hopefully I can make it all connect, because these are just, for the most part, free flowing thoughts. And I try to make sense of it all and put it together and sit down and record it, I guess. But before I do that, I think that there is some, you know, normal podcast stuff that we need to talk about. And I just wanted to say, if you could wait until the end of the episode for more information on the Patreon, on YouTube, and all those. And I'm really hoping to, you know, get your guys' feedback on a couple things, because I think that's very important. I think, like, this, no matter what, this is a collaborative experience. Like, I might be talking, but you're listening, and, you know, what do you want to listen to? You know, so I'm always down for feedback. But in this episode, I'm not really sure if it's going to really connect with motivation. I just feel like it's part of the situation I think I'm personally finding myself in, and I'm going to hopefully frame it in a way that you can relate. I think that's my main mission with Wonder Soul now, is to be, you know, as authentic and as honest about different things, positive and negative, and just put it out there. So with motivation, I know everybody feels like a pressure to be productive. to feel like you're always doing something that's benefiting your life or situation, and everything's like Legos. They stack up upon each other and kind of create a bigger, you know, prize at the end. And sometimes it's hard to do the things that we know we need to do to be productive. And it's also hard to just do things, to just do things, to enjoy them, to not feel like you have to be productive. And part of that comes from, you know, deciding what things that you do on a daily basis that are like really a part of like that process. Like, what are the things that you do in a daily routine that are connected to your goals? What are some problems that you're trying to solve? You know, those things take up space in that brain of yours, right? And they occupy a lot of energy, time. You know, you find yourself just falling back and thinking about them randomly, you know, and you're like, gosh, I just wish I could just figure that out so I could just not think about that and think about something else and free up some space in this hard drive of a brain that I have. And stop feeling like I have to constantly play the role of Sherlock Holmes, but the case is dealing with my own life and life issues. So, I guess like one of the things I wanted to talk about, and hopefully I can tie everything in, but like identity, and you're like, identity, what, where does that come from everything you just were talking about? Well, you know, when you're making changes in your life, I feel like you're changing your identity. And, you know, we don't really hear that word enough, but it's very important. You know, the most that I ever hear identity is like secret identity when you're talking about superheroes. I don't know how many of you guys are into like Marvel, DC, and comic books, manga, and just so many different things. But you know how like Bruce Wayne, Peter Parker, you know, Spider-Man and Batman, they got secret identities. Everybody got secret identities. They're playing like two different people who deal with a lot of different things. And that can be hard to balance. But it's like, well, what makes your identity? So obviously we tell ourselves every day, like what we are, who we are. We're like an accumulation of memories, experiences, and all that good stuff, right? So we also like take what our career is and go, well, I am a painter or I am an accountant and that's my identity. Like if somebody asks me, what's your role in society? You could probably just fall back on whatever your career is or whatever it is that you do, your job. And you go, that's me. That's what I do. I'm a firefighter. I'm a librarian. I don't know. There's so many jobs out there. So many different things that people can become. It's like overwhelming, right? And sometimes it's more personal. It's more connected to home. You know, I'm a mother. I'm a brother. I'm a dog owner. I'm a pet owner, right? You know, like you just look at what takes up most of your energy and time and you, correlate that to being your identity, who you are. Like, who are you? Are you not the collection of things that you put your energy into, the things you put your focus into? What do you spend most of your time doing? What do you spend most of your time thinking about? I mean, where's that energy go? Is that not who you are? Because that would be really confusing if you're like, you spend all your time painting and you're like, I'm not a painter. And some people would take that, you know, position. They might be like, I'm not a painter, I'm an artist. I'm not boxed in to be just a painter. Young sir, ma'am, I am actually an artiste. I am fluent in many things. But that's confusing, right, to people. That's a lot of people just want the one lane, you know, give me the simple answer. Like, what do you do the most? Well, I paint. Well, you're a painter. Well, I like more than painting. Yeah, but what do you do the most? I paint. Okay, well, you're a painter. It's like, it goes against the rules in a lot of ways to occupy more than one lane. And it can also be confusing to others and to yourself. Like, well, if I do all these things, which one do I do the most? I guess that's really what I am. What if they're not really related? Does that mean that, you know, I'm none of these because I don't give enough attention or time to that one thing to be qualified to be this, you know, whatever that is? So I think there is a lot of pressure to just kind of settle on one thing, be like really hyper focus on this one thing. And that's who you are. That's your identity. And, you know, some people, I think, you know, they either have it all figured out very early on, or maybe, you know, it was already kind of geared towards being whatever that is, whatever that, you know, job career is, because, you know, maybe it was like in the family, or I don't know. You know, there's so many ways that this can all work out. And, you know, I think for most of us, we're lucky to have the options to kind of craft, you know, who we are, what our identity is. But here's the thing that I want to talk about really more than anything. I think I just wanted to kind of lay down what I think of when I think of identity. I think it is more than what you do. You know, obviously it's more about who you are, like what you believe, you know, and a lot of people can and do, you know, really identify with like their certain passions that are completely unrelated to like what they do for a living. You know, you could just be a fan of something, or, you know, someone who's very passionate about music, but you might be like, you know, a banker, but, you know, you're a music lover, you know. It's just interesting when you stop to ask yourself that question. For some people, it's very quick and easy and simple. For others, there's a little bit more dialogue that has to happen. But I'm sure eventually we pick an answer out, and that's who we are. But what happens when your identity changes? What happens when you have an identity crisis, when you just don't know who you are anymore? Maybe there's something out there that you thought like you loved to do, and then all of a sudden, like, you start waking up every day and you're like, I do not like this anymore. But this is all I know. What do I do? Life has passed me by, and here I am, and I did all of these things, and I thought it was the right thing for me. I thought that's what I wanted and will always want, but no longer does it serve me. Like, no longer do I find myself lit with that passion. I think that's common. I think it's more common than we like to talk about. Life isn't this easy linear path of like, once you pick what you like and what you want to do, that's how it's always going to be. You're always going to feel that way. I mean, for some people, some very lucky people, that passion only grows over time and they become better and improve on a daily, weekly, yearly basis. And they become a very, you know, good example of what it's like to be a master of a particular craft or something. But, you know, but what happens when like everything flips upside down? You know, it might not even be something connected directly to whatever it is that you think of as your identity. It could be just something unrelated that could just change your life. And you're like, oh, I can't do this anymore. It's not because I don't want to, but life is kind of, you know, putting this pressure on me to make a change, not because I want to. And it may not even be a positive change. But it's something that realistically is just something I need to do. So, you know, it's just interesting to think about that. Like, what is like what's the procedure when you're experiencing something like that? And, you know, I think it just comes down to a lot of your foundational beliefs of what you think your identity is. Like, if your identity is your job or career and something changes that, then obviously that's going to be a difficult process to transition. Humans are extremely capable of adapting to so many wacky situations. But everybody's got their own personal battles, you know, their personal goals, their personal, like, experience that only they can experience. And I kind of hate that phrase that it could always be worse, which is most definitely true. But I mean, I don't think that should ever belittle your own struggles. And just because you don't have it as worse, doesn't mean that it's of any less value. So, you know, you might feel like your world is changing and everyone on the outside is just like, well, what's the big deal? You know, like, so what, you got to switch jobs. So what, you know, you got to move here. So what, you got to, you know, spend less time doing something you enjoy doing, or so what, you got to spend more time doing something you don't enjoy. You know, like, it's weird. You have to have, hopefully you do, people around you that can, you know, empathize for your situations, and you can have that equal understanding that we're all going through different things at the same time. when you're talking about your identity crisis, like, I think I relate to that, and I'll just tell you my example and my experience. You know, there are so many things that I do enjoy doing that I've never been able to really, you know, pick one of those out and go, that's who I am, you know? And, you know, you see a lot of successful people that seem to be good at multiple things, or they just, you know, they like to dip and dabble into different activities. And, you know, but I also feel like in order for them to have that opportunity, they also had to be really good at one thing, or just at least focus on one thing to open up the other doors so they could have the ability to try those things out. But not everybody has that same path. And some people, you know, like to try things as they go, because, you know, with anything you do, especially as you're getting older and time management is so important, it always is, but definitely when you're an adult, you get to this point where you're just like, okay, I got to manage my energy and time. So what I do and how long I do it for and how much energy I give to it is super crucial. And I really got to think that out. You have periods in life. It's not always linear, but you have moments where you are able to kind of, you know, flex or be more flexible is what I mean, and try different things and juggle multiple things. But eventually I think you do have to decide on things for yourself so that you can approach it like I was talking about earlier, where you set yourself up to open those other doors, but trying to open them all at once, like trying to open more than one door at one time is weird. I don't think it's possible for, you know, in certain circumstances, if you just imagine that, it's just not going to work. You might be able to open two if they're right next to each other. Like, think of the Scooby-Doo hallway. You probably can open two doors, but then you can only push them open, because if they go inside, like, imagine your arms extending with your hands on the doorknobs, right? You're not able to get fully open. And it's, even if that door was on the same wall, you can't, you're stuck. The only way you can go all the way in is by focusing on one door at a time. So there you go. I think that's just like what I struggle, because I do enjoy a lot of different things, and I'm always trying to make sure that what I put my energy and time into is not only beneficial for me, but for other people, especially when it comes to content, but just in general, like, you have to balance out what you do for others and what you do for yourself. So, you know, there's definitely a message of self-care, but, you know, when you're wondering what your identity is and you feel like you have to change that up, that all that comes into play, you know, because you're like, okay, is my identity this thing that serves other people but doesn't serve me? How long do you do that for then? When do you call it quits? When do you tell yourself, okay, like, there's got to be either some middle ground, or I just have to be honest, bite the bullet, and just say, like, yes, for this time, I did enjoy this, but it's no longer what I wanted. I have no motivation or passion to do that anymore. But people, because I've talked a lot about you thinking about your own identity, but we're different to everybody we know. Everybody has their own, you know, idea of our identity from their perspective, right? So that just makes things super complicated, I know. But so some people might think of you as just this one thing, and you're like, well, I'm also wanting to, you know, I don't know, explore, experiment, or, you know, honestly, like, I want to say that I had a good time doing this, or, you know, working at this job, or in this relationship, or, hey, this was good while it was good, but I'm not going to outstay my welcome. It's just not the thing that's my, you know, forever thing, which, you know, it's such an intimidating word, commitment, because, you know, you got to commit to what you do, and essentially that forms who you are, and that's your identity, right? I guess. Anyways, before I get myself confused, as I ramble here, I did not want to make this episode long, because I truly do want to have conversations just socially. Things are just in a very weird place, and I don't know if I'm the only one going through it, because it feels like it's easier to connect with people, but it's harder to connect with people. And what I crave from a social perspective is just something I'm lacking. And I think a lot of people have, especially during this pandemic. But I do want to set up, you know, more guests and people to come on and just have really good conversations, so you don't just have to listen to me and my boring thoughts, you know, for 20, 30 minutes straight. So if you are still listening, thank you. I don't think there's really a solution to anything that I've talked about during this episode. I don't think there's an end point. I think there's just a question mark. And I would love to, you know, if you're listening to this, if there's any way you can connect with me to extend this conversation and see what you think. And, you know, what are some times where you felt like your identity was challenged, and how did you shift? How did you adapt? You know, what do you consider being your identity? Like, who you are? Is it more than one thing? You know, like everything we talked about in this episode, I'd love to get your feedback. But yeah, I guess it's just me right now. I'm questioning certain things as well. And, you know, I just wanted to open up to you guys about that. I always feel better when I do like episodes like this. You know, I've always felt it's almost therapeutic doing a podcast, and even just having people on, I've noticed that you get people's undivided attention. It's such a classic one-on-one human interaction, socialization, that it's just pure in that form. And I love that, you know, because we're very fast paced, always needing to be doing something, always having our attention like spliced up into 15 different parts. And that shows with people nowadays, I think. So I guess here are some other things, and then I'm going to wrap up this one, because I did not want to go longer than I felt I had to. So like I said at the beginning, I wanted to talk about a couple of things as far as other platforms real quick, and also wanted to pose some questions and get some feedback. One is Patreon. Like, I really want to make sure that Patreon is worth it for people. And if you want to check what it is today, it's in the description of this episode. Feel free to check it out. If you want to support, that's even cooler. But I really want to see what people want from that. What do you guys want from a Patreon when it correlates with a podcast, right? You know I have the YouTube channel. We're going to talk about that in a minute. And we'll even talk about Twitch for a moment. Because we got about 6 minutes, all right? This is going to be about 30 minutes long, maybe. All right. So with Patreon, just tell me what is worth it. What do you see from other content creators, other podcasts? What are some of the benefits that you like? What are the prices that you like? Because it's just all new to me, and I just feel kind of weird with it. But I do appreciate the support. I know there are people who are supporting right now on Patreon, and shout out to you. Thank you, guys. You know exactly who you are. And it really means a lot. And, you know, I've been almost doing Wonder Soul for about 4 years this summer, which is crazy. And so I'm just really trying to, you know, tighten things up and make sure that I'm held accountable for those types of things. And, you know, I just want to improve any way I can and give you guys the, you know, most bang for your buck. So big thing, just let me know what you guys want from the Patreon. YouTube. We are closing in on 1,000 subs, which is crazy. What a grind YouTube can be, especially when you're someone like me who does a variety of things. I know a lot of the growth has stemmed from my ESPN NFL 2K5 series. And thank you so much if you've, you know, discovered this podcast from those videos. That's really cool, because honestly, Wonder Soul was a podcast before it became anything else. And that's where I'm trying to get back to, you know, my roots when it came to this. I feel like I was in a much better place mental health wise when I was doing these, and this was my main focus. So I just want to apologize and also say thank you. So first, I'm sorry. Second, thank you. Thank you for being patient with me. And I apologize for just trying to figure out what to do, you know, because it just takes a lot of energy and time and even money to put into YouTube. And it's just like, okay, I've always been really self-conscious of building a brand or a community. And if everyone's there for 2K5, I can't promise that. And I've tried to, you know, speak that out as often as I can, because I just want us to all be on the same page. I mean, if people come through and that's all they like, that's completely fine. But you know, I just don't like to burn things out. I love to switch it up. And, you know, I tried streaming here recently to just kind of have more of a sit down chill vibe. And I've tried it on Twitch. I've tried it on YouTube. Honestly, Twitch has better quality and is like designed to be a live streaming platform. And for those reasons, I do like Twitch, but there's a lot of problems with Twitch. You know, just how it's designed, it doesn't really seem like it wants to help you grow if you're a smaller channel, just how the design is. And I made a tweet about that today, where it's just like it doesn't even really give you an opportunity to get to the people that are, you know, interested in that type of content. I can export things to YouTube, but these streams have been pretty long, and, you know, I've been doing things that I've just like, I don't know, I guess I'm just self-conscious of like, okay, but if I put a Magic the Gathering video on my YouTube channel, nobody will watch it, because nobody like came to that channel to watch it. At least the majority, I think that's fair to say. I take no offense in it. I get it completely. But so I was like, well, Twitch has a little bit more freedom, but you know, it's just like, why are you spending all this time here if you're really not concerned with growing that? Like, I know streaming is never going to be my main gig. So, but it's like, it's a weird alternative to put video content out and also remove all the time and effort to edit and record. I like the socializing and talking to you guys who've been popping up. But it's just like, you know, you got to play by certain rules. You know, there's the algorithms and different things that, you know, are constantly in the back of your mind as a content creator, because you don't want to self-sabotage yourself. You don't want to shoot yourself in the foot. But with that being said, you know, let me know what you guys would like from the YouTube channel. Would you like the podcast on there? It would take a little extra time, but I don't mind doing it. But I prefer these to be like an audio only experience. They're so easy and quick, and they don't intimidate me right now. So but yeah, so that's my thing. Just kind of let me know what you guys would like from the podcast. I'm just really wanting to, you know, make up my mind on some things early on in 2022 and be consistent for a whole year and really push for that if I'm going to really commit to doing content, as much as possible. You know, just want to make sure that I'm enjoying it and those who consume the content enjoy it as well. So that's all I got, really. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Feel free to connect any way that you can or want to. All the links are in the description of this episode for Patreon, for the YouTube channel, Twitch channel, Twitter, maybe Instagram. Social media, I'm kind of backing off of for mental health. I'm just like, all right. I just don't need it right now. Just don't need all that. It's overstimulating, a lot of information, but it's not like I'm deleting anything. I'm just spending less time on there. But if you message me, comment, whatever, I will get to you. I try to do that with YouTube comments and everything. I try to respond as often as I can. So anyways, just let me know what you guys would like to see this year from Wonder Soul. And I hope to promise that this is like the last like episode that will be this vibe. Hey, if you guys like it, I just want to, as far as the content stuff, I kind of want to pull back on talking about that during these episodes, because that's not why you guys are here, right? So anyways, hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys are doing good. Thank you for taking time out of your day or night to listen to this episode. Feel free to rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen. Follow and subscribe for free to the podcast and share it. Check out Wonder Sounds Volume 17 if you haven't already. And can't wait to put out more content with the podcast. So definitely stay tuned. But until the next episode, you guys do good and take care. Wonder Soul. Wonder Soul. Wonder Soul. Wonder Soul. Wonder Soul.